Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friend, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a question for you. Have you started thinking about the fall yet? I know we're still sweating through summer, but listen, y'all, Hobby Lobby has pumpkins out. The holidays are coming and schedules are about to explode. Now is the time to ask, what kind of support do I want around me this fall? If you've been thinking, I wish someone could help me sort out my brain, my calendar, my emotions, all these people, all this family dynamics, good news, this is literally what I do. I'm now enrolling for my fall coaching sessions, 12 intentional sessions where we slow down, reset your mind, and help you walk through your life with purpose. You'll get follow-up emails after every session with a summary, action steps, journaling prompts, and resources so you're not left wondering, wait, what did we talk about again? So whether you're navigating a life transition, heading into the holidays with a little dread, or just craving peace and direction, you don't have to figure it out alone. This could be your time. Spots are limited, so if you've been thinking about it, now's your move. You can reach out to me via direct message on Facebook or Instagram at Kendall Snyder Coaching, or feel free to email me at Kendall@KendallSnyderCoaching.com. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Hey friends, and welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder, and this is the space where we explore what happens when our pen meets our heart. Today's episode is for the woman who's been doing all the things until she just can't. If you've ever gone from high functioning to total freeze mode, this one's for you. I'm going to talk about what happens when overwhelm turns into shutdown, how to recognize those signs early, and how journaling can help you gently reboot. Doesn't that sound good? Let's start with what I call the invisible crash. You might not even notice the moment that it shifts, but all of a sudden you notice you're tired in your bones. Your brain feels foggy. Tasks that you normally would just breeze right through feel impossible. And instead of just powering through, you just, well, shut down. This isn't laziness. This is actually your nervous system doing how God designed it to do, to protect you. It might show up as endless scrolling, a numbness or fog, snapping at people for no reason, crying over the laundry pile, avoiding simple decisions, or feeling like nothing matters anyway. When our nervous system perceives too much input too fast and with no escape, it moves from fight or flight to freeze. It's like our nervous system is saying, this is too much, so let's go offline. And here's the hard part. Many of us have trained ourselves to ignore these warning signs until we just crash. Let me share like a personal little story here. I can usually tell when I'm heading towards shutdown when I start snapping over things that don't even matter. Like I'll drop something and suddenly I'm just full-blown irritable. Or I'll walk into a messy room in my house and feel this wave of anger or despair wash over me. Not because of the room, but y'all, it's because everything in me is already overloaded. Things in me are messy. And when I don't catch it early, it just starts to spill out. I don't show up how I want to. I'm short with my kids. I get stuck in this thought loop of why is everything so hard? But here's the kicker. That emotional energy that I'm putting out, it also triggers the people around me too. Have you noticed this? My family picks up on it. Then they get dysregulated, and suddenly our whole house is in a spin. This is what shutdown can look like when it's wrapped in a busy, externally functional life. You're doing everything, but your soul is checked out. So here are a few signs to watch for in yourself. Number one, does your to-do list feel like a personal attack? I'm laughing because all these podcasts are for me, y'all. All this is just for me. Even simple things like replying to a text can just feel heavy. Or what about number two, you stop reaching out. You isolate even from people who love you. Or number three, maybe you find yourself restless but unmotivated. You want to do something, but you just can't get started. Or number four, everything just starts to feel blah. No highs, no lows, just flatness, emotionally checked out. Or number five, you might hear yourself saying, "What is even the point?" And if you're feeling any of this right now, I just want to say gently, you're not broken. You're overwhelmed. And this is a journalable moment. So how do you come back from overwhelm and shutting down? Friends, it's not with force, but with curiosity. It's not with pressure, but with presence. It's also not with a 10-step plan, but with one breath and one page. Here's how journaling can help. What if you were just to name what's true? Often the scariest part of shutdown is not knowing why we are feeling so off. So try this prompt. Right now, I feel, insert the feeling, because blank. Right now, I feel blank because blank. Write without editing. Let the truth come up without judgment. Instead of asking yourself to just fix this, what if you asked, what feels hard right now? Sometimes writing that down is actually more effective than just pushing through it. After naming what's true, then you can gently guide your mind toward comfort. A prompt towards comfort might look like, if I were taking care of myself like someone I love, what would I do next? What do you really need is a shorter way to ask that question. And you can also think back to the past. Remember what has grounded you in the past. What has helped you when you felt like this before? This brings your brain back into problem solving, back into memory-based problem solving, and that activates hope. And this last little part is huge. Don't try to bully yourself back into momentum. What if you journaled your way into compassion? What might your body be trying to tell you through this overwhelm shutdown? Friend, you don't have to be afraid of these shutdown moments. They're not the end. They're an invitation to pause. And a reboot doesn't mean that you're going to go full speed ahead right away. It just means choosing your next step with intention. So if you're here feeling tired, overwhelmed, shut down, let this be your breath of grace. You are still worthy. You are still growing. Even when you feel frozen, the spirit in you of Christ is never stuck. Take one moment, one thought, one page. This is the work. Thank you so much for joining me in the journaling room today. If this episode spoke to you, would you take a minute to share it with a friend who might be in her own freeze moment? And if you want more support, you can always reach out. This is what I help my clients walk through every week. Journaling isn't just reflection, it's reconnection with who God made you to be. I'll see you next time, friend. And until then, breathe deep and take courage to pick up your pen. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.